وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Again, welcome back, brothers and sisters in Islam. As was announced, this topic is about the beauty of the marriage and the proper way to marry. Marriage is the legislation of marriage. Is from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon His creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Quran, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلًا مِنْ قَبْلِهِ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَذُرِّيًّا. Allah mentioned this verse that He sent messengers. Before Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and He made for them wives, His wives and wives, for the real children. So it's from the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be married, as it's from the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that the marriage is second. What is second in English? Second, liyaskun ilayha.
To have tranquility.
Tranquility.
Dwelling.
Jazakallah khair. Calmness. Tranquility. That the marriage. With the marriage is love between husband and wife. Between them is mercy. So in marriage you have mercy. In marriage you have someone who loves you. In marriage you have tranquility and dwelling. Allah said in the Quran, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. So from the signs of Allah, power of Allah, from the favors of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He create from the man, the male, themselves wives, in order to have tranquility, to have doings thereby. And He made between you mawadda, love, rahmah, and mercy. Who of us doesn't need mercy? Who of us doesn't need someone lovely? Care about you. All of us. Through marriage, person with righteous temperament, who is going to be the joy of his eyes, the success of this life of the eye. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said in the Quran, الله جعل لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا وجعل لكم من أزواجكم بنين وحفدة. Again, from the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He made for your wives, and from them, بنين, children, وحفدة and grandchildren, the offspring. It's favor of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But that's something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consider mercy, consider love, consider tranquility, considers Subhanahu wa Ta'ala from these waivers, how is that for you? How is that good for the person? And because of that, because of the benefits and the beauty of marriage in Islam is recommended. And sometimes it becomes mandatory. Such a way the person is going to be sinner if he doesn't get married. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يا معشر الشباب من استطاع منكم الباءة فليتزوج. O youth, whoever among you is able to get married, he should get married. O youth, whoever among you who is able, is capable to get married, he should get married. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned some of the benefits of getting married. It protects one's chastity. It protects one's gaze. So it's recommended. And if someone is not able, whatever the reason may be, then he's recommended, highly recommended to fast. To fast, not to do anything else. Not to do any other things to fulfill your desire. To protect yourself from haram, then fasting. That's the cure. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave it to us. Because of the benefit of the marriage, Allah commanded the believers to help those who are not married to get married. Those righteous ones who are obedient to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, they are not able to get married. Allah commands to help them to get married. So if you're able financially, help them financially. If you're able through intercession to talk to someone who has a daughter, who has a sister, on behalf of that Muslim, who you know him, you know her, she's righteous, he's righteous, and then he's still to get married. But no one is marrying them, or they don't know them, and they like, you take your responsibility as a Muslim, and you intercede for that person. I know good about him, and I don't praise anyone for Allah Azza wa Jalla. He's a good manner, he's a good aqidah. He can take the responsibility of marriage, but he's not able financially. Or, no, not the financial, but no one is marrying, nobody knows. Allah said in the Quran, وَأَنْكِحُوا الْأَيَّامَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَادِكُمْ. For both male and female, the righteous, the obedient ones, the practicing Muslims. He doesn't drink alcohol, she doesn't live on hijab, he's not disrespected to his parents, he's not doing this, he's not doing that, he's obedient, he's trying to please Allah Azza wa Jalla. That he should be helped, she should be helped with her. This shows the importance of marriage. And Allah promised for those people, even though at the beginning they are not financially able, in yakunu fuqara, if they are poor, Allah will suffice them from his bounties. So you don't stay away from marriage because you are poor. You don't have income. That's wrong belief. Get married. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you riches. An authentic hadith, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَلَاثٌ حَقٌ عَلَى اللَّهِ عَوْنُهُمْ وَذَكَرَ مِنْهُمْ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ النَّاكِحُ يُرِيدُ الْعَفَرُ. Three have right upon Allah to help them, to aid them. Allah owed his favor, subhanah, he bestowed this to three from the people. What if the one who getting married and he wants to protect his mother's estate? To stay away from haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will aid him, will support him. And through experience, Allah, it has been seen. People who were poor, their life was not stable. They get married, better income. Calmness, tranquility, fatherhood. You're surprised how this person changed. Allahu Akbar. The more they have more kids, the more they have better income. Better income is not what some people think. If I have one more time, your word life is going to end. No, Alhamdulillah. Allah is the provider. You just take the meaning, you rely on Allah. So, that shows the importance of marriage in Islam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Azza wa Jal, legislate for his messengers, for his believers. Allah commanded the believers to help those who are in the state of getting married, but they are not evil. What is the proper way? What the proper way to get a successful marriage? Inshallah, there is another talk tomorrow night, inshallah. It's about how to maintain a successful marriage. How you marry it? How? But now is the method, the proper way to reach to the right person. Because sometimes we mistake. Some people, they mistake. They say, I wish I would never marry. I didn't know her. I didn't know him. A lot of things happen. So, because sometimes we mistake the way. From the way to get the right person, rather the key of that is that person himself fears Allah. Person himself is obedient to Allah. And that's for everything. You need a good life. You need a good life in this dunya, in this worldly life, in life of barzakh, life after death, life after on the day of resurrection, the life in the day of resurrection. You want a good? You want a good? The key is to fear Allah. وَمَا يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. Whosoever fears Allah, Allah makes his affairs easy. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. The ending, the good ending is for the pious. Yes, one day, 2 days, 1 month, maybe a year, 2 years or more, you may be going through hardship. But have no doubt, if you are obedient to Allah, the good ending is going to be for you. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Good ending is for the pious. So fear Allah, brother in Islam. Sister, fear of Allah, in general, with regard to that issue. وَلْيَسْتَعْفِفْ الَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ نِكَاثًا حَتَّى يُغْلِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. The word means is afaf, to protect your justice, protect your deen, until Allah suffices you from his bounties. So, the first thing we should do, fear Allah, for the sake of Allah. Lower your face. Don't tell your daughter. Don't sleep through that word. She doesn't do the other word. That's one thing. Second thing, the proper word is to know who you're looking for. You look for a beautiful brother, a handsome sister, a wealthy person, someone from that community, not that community. What are you looking for? Should be someone who's religious, someone who's obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If the other things comes with that, beautiful, handsomeness, and the life, wealth, meaning, alhamdulillah, it's good, that's good. But the main thing you concern should be religious person, obedient brother, who fears Allah, who obeys Allah, with sound creed, with good manner, able to take responsibility. And a sister, she is also upon good sound aqeedah. Sister also upon good manner, obedient to her parents, mother, sister. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, look at Urmah al-Arba. Limariha, wa li jamariha, wa li hasariha, wa li diniha, fadkar bilati din talibat yadak, wa kama qala alayhi wa sallam. Man, usually, Muslims, non-Muslims, regard they marry the woman either because she's beautiful, because of his hair wealth, or one of her relatives' wealth, she's the daughter of a king, and the right, a wealthy man and the right. They marry because they are meaning a people. They marry because they have religion. Marry the one about the religion. Marry the one about the religion. So day one, who are you looking for? Specify it. Such an obedient to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Practice, sister having hijab, sister spirit of knowledge, brother learning the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Knowing good to his parents, very important. You marry someone is respected to your mother, someone is respected to his mother, to his father, nah. Someone is respected to his own parents, he's going to respect you, nah. So, this is wanted. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا جَاءَكُمْ مَنْ تَرْضَوْنَ دِينَهُ وَخُلُقَهُ فَزَوِّجُوهُ. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam embraced the guardians, the fathers, and the light. If he comes to you, someone you please with his religion and his manner, two things. Dinahu is religion. The Quran they said is the aqidah and the ibadah is the creed and the act of worship. Some creed. Not innovator, not deviator. Not Shi'i, not Sufi and the light. Someone upon, some creed. Good ibadah, practicing, praying, fasting, avoiding the sin. Also, that's not wadi wa khuluqa and his manner, how he treat people, how he deal with the people. If he get mad, he divorce his wife right away. He hang the phone on her. So arrogant is taba. The wife cannot tell him, cannot correct him. Is someone who lack manner, somebody upon manner, upon good character. How can you know that? You cannot know because the person will tell you, MashaAllah, I have a good manner, everybody likes it. That you know through other people, through his teachers, through his neighbor, through his close friends, those trusted people, and those who know the person. So Prophet command if he comes to someone who you please with his religion and his manner, get him married. Another hadith, one of the female of the companion of the Messenger consulted with the Messenger about three men who engage her. Each one wants to marry her. They don't know one another. Prophet said, as for Muawiyah, he doesn't have anything. As for Abu Jahl, for the Rabu Nisa, he beat the woman. He beat the woman. Some of the scholars, they said, this doesn't mean beating. It means he traveled a lot. Both meaning was dead. Either way, it's not for them. Some are traveling all the time. If necessary, it comes. It's different. But the woman, she needs her husband to stay with her. So traveling is inconvenient to her. Okay? Someone who beat the woman, he may be temper. He can man. Next thing you hear, slap comes, boxing comes, throwing stuff comes. Some people, oh, I was mad. I couldn't control myself. I'm really temper. This is the way I grow up. But this heart is the way. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't marry that one, don't marry that one. Because both affecting her, that's financially, it's not evil. And this one, manner, is hearing her, or is traveling. Marry Usama. And she married. Radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he knows these people being asked. He knows them, alayhi sallam, in their inner life. So, to marry someone who is upon religion and upon good manner, this is what you consider the same thing as sister. Also, from the things which help to get the proper person, wife, spouse, or husband, it's a mushawara to consult with your beloved ones, consult with your parents. Consult with your parents. Especially a woman, she's not allowed to marry without the permission of her father, her guardian. So she consulted with his mother, with her father. She doesn't hide that from them. The same thing, the father consulted with his father. He consulted with those who know good about them. Those who care about it. It's very important. Because when you never marry, you're young, you may be following the visions and something within reality doesn't exist. So you need experience. Don't fall into what other people fell into of mistakes. Learn from them. So consult with them. What do you advise me? How do I approach? What do you know about that person? Especially the parents. The parents. From the things which help, inshallah, to get the proper person to ta'ala is to look one's family, one's father, one's mother. Meaning someone you know him, he's very obedient, he has a daughter, he has a sister, especially those who live with him. And him you know good about, he's trustworthy. It's one of the ways. After I come to know, you have a sister who lives with you. You have a daughter. I don't know her. I just hear about that. I would like to, I'm thinking about to get to know and to marry. And inshallah, many of those people, they are trustworthy. They tell you the truth. Alhamdulillah. If their daughter is not available, that person is not available, they will help you with another person. It's one of the ways. Don't feel shy. Don't feel shy. The same thing, don't feel shy to advise your daughter to marry to someone, rather to even approach that person. Umar radiallahu anhu, he approached who? He approached Abu Bakr to marry Hafsa. Then he approached Uthman to marry Hafsa. And they didn't. Abu Bakr, because he knew Prophet was talking about Hafsa. So he didn't want to expose the Prophet's secret. So Umar looking for someone who married his daughter. So it's not shame to look for someone who married your sister, someone who married your daughter. This is the way. Prophet, he affirmed that. So now no parents will feel shy from that. That's actually your responsibility. Final things which help Bismillah to get the right person is dua. True invocation to Allah. Because we really don't know the people. Only Allah knows. Only Allah knows the reality of the people and what they do behind bars. Allahu A'lam, what they do in their secret God. Allahu A'lam, their true manners. Even sometimes parents may not know their own child because marriage life is another thing. They treat their he treats his father and mother as a father, as a mother. But they don't know how he's going to treat his wife. The same thing. All Allah knows. Therefore, you ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to guide you to the right person. Put your trust in Allah Azza wa Jalla. Make sincere dua. Oh Allah, I don't know them. Wallahu ya'lamu antum la ta'lamun. You may think that person is the correct person, suitable person to you. If it's me not me. You may think that person is not suitable person for you. If it's me not me. Allah knows you cannot know. عَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌّ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. You don't know, even though Allah knows. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to choose for you, inshallah, the mother of your kids. The mother of your kids. Your kids should have a mother who is obedient to Allah, who fears Allah, who has a good manner, who nourishes them with the proper upbringing. Your children need a father who is a good father, who is a good example for them, who God calling them to the good, safeguarding them from the evil. That's what you need, not any father. So ask Allah Ta'ala, make dua. So I mean, in order to have insha'Allah, the right person, the right spouse, whether you be male, female or male, you yourself be Allah. Bi'idhnillah ta'ala, and take those insha'Allah ta'ala, our advices, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to help those who are not married to be married the right person. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to help those who are not married to marry the right person. Oh Allah, help them, ya Rahman Rahimeen. And Allah to keep those who marry, they are married in a successful way, in a joyful way. Inna wa subhanahu wa ta'ala wa barbu rahim. Subhanahu wa ta'ala wa jahadika shubha la ya ya ta'ala.
Bismillah. We will take a few questions. Sheikh already has a question, and inshallah we'll allow him ta'ala, to answer it. We give the sisters one question, two questions for the sisters. You can write it and bring it and give it to someone to bring it up. And we'll give the brothers one question.
The question here says, هل الدعاء والاستغاثة والسجود إلى الأموات شرك من الأملاك؟ Is calling the dead, asking them help, making sujood, bow down towards them, is it shirk or it is not? What is the ruling of someone who calls someone who died? For instance, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he called as they call some of them and say, "Met the jars to him." Of hell before the Messenger of Allah. They caused, some of them called Hussein radiallahu anhu, and they say, Madad ya Hussein. What is the ruling of praying, asking the dead? What is the ruling of making sujood towards the dead? What is the ruling of doing these things for the dead? This question comes because some people, they say, making sujood towards other than Allah is not shirk by itself. It's not shirk by itself. Why? Because Allah commanded the angels to make sujood for Adam. Because the brothers of Yusuf, rather, Prophet Yaqub, makes sujood for his son, Yusuf. So this is, they say, this show that sujood, bowing down, prostration towards someone, is not shirk. Would it be shirk of our own? Command the angels to do that for Adam. Nor Prophet Yusuf would accept to be done to him, nor Prophet Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam would do that. Likewise, they say, asking help is not shirk. Because Allah mentioned Quran, فَاسْتَغَاثَهُ الَّذِي مِنْ شِعَتِهِ عَلَى الَّذِي مِنْ عَدُوِّهِ. Allah mentioned Quran that the one who was from the tribe of Prophet Musa asked help and aid Prophet Musa. He asked help him of Musa. I mean, it's this individual. So they say this is Salah. They say on the day of judgment, the people, when they remain standing under the sun 50,000 years, they go to Prophet Adam. Before that, they say, who can make us, give us gold, who can aid us today? So say, this is not shirk. To answer this, one thing is very important. These people, they always take parable between the living and the dead. Means if they found someone alive, making sujood to someone alive, the same rule applies someone alive, making sujood to someone who is dead. If they find someone alive, asking someone who is alive to help him, either to intercede for him or to support him, the same rule applies to someone alive asking a dead to help him or to make intercession for him. They see someone alive making sujood for a living, so that someone who is alive, they say, the same thing is allowed, someone who is alive, to make sujood to someone who is dead. Here is the main issue. Allah mentions in the Quran, the living and the dead are not the same. What Allah said in Surah, Father, وَمَا يَسْتَوِ الْأَحْيَاءِ وَلَا الْأَمْوَاتِ. What's the meaning? The interpretation of the meaning.
And the dead are not equal to the...
The dead are not equal to the one who's alive. It's different. So now all these examples they mention is someone alive, asking someone alive who hears him, who responds to him, helping him with this, with what he's able. Is someone alive making sujood in a form of greeting, in a form of honoring, which was allowed back days, but haram is not allowed in Islam. It's not allowed in Islam. They take that as someone who is dead. So, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala forbade to make sujood for the son because وَاسْجُدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُمْ إِن كُنْتُ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ. The alim, this alim, there's an overlook in the Ijtimaa. Anyone who is able to read the Arabic, please read this book. Inshallah, give it some time. Or ask someone who is able to read to help you, because you really need to understand a lot about those people that they bring to justify shirk. This book, Rafa al-Ishtibah, and Ma'na al-Ibadah to al-Ilah, by Sheikh Mu'allimi al-Yamani, rahimahullah, that great hadith. And this book has a very good tahqiq. A great job was done by a Sheikh and Dr. Uthman Ma'ali Mahmoud, one of the Somali ulama. He did a great job in this book. Raful Ishtibah and Ma'ana al-Ibadah wal-Ilah, removing the confusion from the meaning of worship and from the meaning of God, Ilah. He made very clear. So, read that book. The Sheikh, he made the ta'rif liberation of the act of worship, which is shirk, and the act of worship, which is tawheed. He said, al-ibadah, ma'naha shar'iyyah, hiya al-ta'a, aw khudu'un ikhtiyariyun, يطلب به نفع غيبي بسلطان بحجة. The legislative worship, act of worship is obedience or submissiveness and humbleness. Voluntarily, submissiveness and humbleness by which someone is looking for an unseen benefit with proof. He has a proof for that. So when someone humbled himself, he submitted himself to someone. He humbled himself to somebody, seeking an unseen benefit. It's not something you see in mushahada, you feel it. And That humbleness and selflessness is based on voluntary, not by force. And he has a proof for that. That's an act of worship. That's a tawheed. That's a tawheed. But if the person does the same, he humbled himself voluntarily to someone, he humiliated himself to someone, and he's seeking a benefit which is not unseen, and he does have proof for that, then that's a shirk. What it means, now, you make sujood towards the Kaaba. You want a reward from Allah. In that reward, something you see, you touch it, you feel, no. It's not like now I ask you, Akhi, give me the phone, you give me your phone. I see it and feel. But you're asking Allah reward, you're asking Allah Jannah, you're asking Allah children, you're asking Allah. So it's unseen benefit. And you have proof for that. This is ibadah, an act of worship. If you do that for someone else, a rock or a grave, you do the same thing, you bow down to it, you make sujood to it, you humble yourself to it, voluntarily, and you want unseen benefit, the same thing. You need help, you need Jannah, you need guidance. And there's no proof for that. That is shirk. So here, making sujood to somebody who is alive, and you want something from him, position from him, you want money from him, this is something seen. This is something seen. It's not allowed, but it's not, you are not seeking for life and ghaibiyya. You are not seeking for something unseen. You are seeking for something physical. He will see, he responds to you. And if you do that, so to shorten it, this sujood, when the angels, they make sujood for Adam, did they want something from Adam? No, they didn't want anything from Adam. They wanted, they obey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Na'am, and Allah commanded them, they have proof from that from Allah azza wa jal. So this, what has that has to do with someone who goes to a grave or shah, or go in front of an idol, or a statue, or an image, humble himself, and want something, unseen things, which is which he doesn't have proof for. So the same thing you ask, when you ask someone, Akhi, give me your money, give me your car to use it. This is something seen, physical things, seen, it's not unseen. How that going to be? Unlike you call there, this is unseen. So no confusion. Al-ibadah to shar'iyya, هي الخضور أو الطاعة أو الخضوع اختياري يطلب به نفع غيبي بحجة بسلطان. And the shirk one, the one unallowed, هو الخضوع. خضوع اختياري يطلب به نفع غيبي بلا سلطان. So again, we ask Allah Kareem subhanahu wa ta'ala to safeguard us, make this due to the dead, pray to them, to the absent, to the unseen, whatever the proof is a type of shirk, and this is what all those people were doing. They believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with that. I conclude with this one. Even when you are kissing the black stone, you should have the sound cream. Black stone itself has no benefit, no harm. If you touch it, it doesn't benefit you. If you don't touch it, it doesn't hurt you. If you believe the Quran is the best stone on earth, this stone is from Jannah, Prophet of Kissing, Prophets of Allah, righteous, awliya of Allah happen. Yet if you believe it has benefit by itself, you touch it, you get blessings, you get cure, then now you're not in the right path. Let alone anything else. Therefore, Umar radiallahu anhu in Sahih al-Bukhari, when he was Muslim Khalifa, he said, والله إني لا أعلم أنك حج لا تنفع ولا تضر ولولا رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقبلك ما قبلت. By Allah, I know you are a stone. You don't benefit and you don't harm. where I see the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissing you, I wouldn't kiss you. So the land is stone, that's a haram. What other stone or building or a wall or a piece of object would benefit? Nothing. Actually, that is a shirk. So to answer that question, yes, call it the dead. Call it the absent. Make a salute to the dead. Make a salute to the absent. With a proof from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's shirk. And that's not like asking someone who is alive for what he's able. Now, and the light will allow it. So we're still back.
كتب سائل أيها أيهما يقدم للرجل والمرأة طلب العلم والدراسة في الجامعة أم الزواج؟ Someone wrote and they said which one is better for the male or female seeking knowledge studying in the university in the university Islamic university or getting married.
Alhamdulillah, والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. I think this question, which one you go first, seek knowledge, or you get married? Some of the people of knowledge, like Shahabuddin Hussein Abbas, Hafidahullah, he say that person should get married. He say he should get married, and marriage will help him to see knowledge. That was Shahabuddin Hussein Abbas says. Other scholars, some of the Quran, they say it depends. The person is some people, they may be in a state to see knowledge and to focus on the knowledge. If that is the case, that's better for them. Because in reality, some of those who see knowledge, the marriage instructed them from the responsibility of the marriage. So if somebody is aged, young, alhamdulillah, he feels he can see knowledge. Yes, the desire, the wish to get married is not distracting him away from seeking knowledge, as many Salaf they did. Like Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, seek marriage first. But if the person is not in that state, he's in the state, Shaykh Abdul Mustafa Abad mentioned that he would be always, his heart always be connected to a marriage, thinking about it, taking away his intention. And even sometimes the reality is a wedge, is a mandatory to get married. As Ibn Hajar said, that marriage takes the five wounds. Sometimes it's a mandate, sometimes it's makruh, which is like it, sometimes it's mubah, it's allowed, sometimes it's highly recommended sunnah. Yes, and sometimes, na'am, whether he mentioned humur of the haram part or ruling or not. But the point is, after Allah, it depends on the person's situation. So if you are able to seek knowledge and to focus on, to concentrate on seeking knowledge, you know about yourself. You are not in that state, you all the time worry about marriage, you all the time thinking about marriage, you are not fulfilled. In this case, seek knowledge. Even short period, 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, whatever you are able. And alhamdulillah, inshallah, you will get married, especially as seeking knowledge sometimes has the conditions, you have to be certain age for a beginning university, 25 years old, and the life. And a lot of responsibility might come. Now you may have a parent, father, and mother, who are alhamdulillah taking care of the rest and the family, and maybe even helping you, while after time you might not. So, alhamdulillah. But again, if you are not in that state, then Sha'ad al-Mus'aba said, he should get married because it has been known through experience that lack of marriage distracted someone from the net, from the seeking out, the shaykh said. So, wallahu a'lam, we ask Allah to guide the one who questioned, and anyone who is in that state, that which is the best for him.